Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
We've got a double dong and pitcher's duels to talk about next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Tuesday, April 26th. I am Frank Sanfel, joined by Scott White. And that double dong on Monday night belonged to Taylor Ward. He hit both home runs off of Shane Bieber. He's walking a bunch early on here, Scott, and he is rostered in just 25% of CBS leagues.
Yeah, all those walks have made it so Joe Maddon wants him in the leadoff spot. In fact, moved him up to the leadoff spot for this game. And batting leadoff is good enough, but particularly for the Angels, it means you're batting ahead of Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout. It might be the most favorable lineup spot in all of baseball. And here's the thing. I mean, we were kind of disappointed that Joe Maddon and the Angels made the decision to make Taylor Ward an everyday player and leave Joe Adell and Brandon Marsh to platoon. But like, maybe Taylor Ward himself is kind of good, and that's why they made this decision. I mean, you look at his minor league track record in 179 career games at AAA. So nice sample at AAA. Taylor Ward has slashed .330, .439, .588. And it's pretty incredible numbers. So, you know, a little bit of speed there, some power, as we saw in this game. I would say he needs to be added in a bunch of leagues. I'm not going to say he's must add yet. Obviously, you know, we've seen him in the majors before, and the production was less than stellar, but there may be something here from Taylor Ward.
Scott, where does Taylor Ward rank amongst other outfielders that we've been adding recently? Jock Peterson hit his 6th home run of the season on Monday. Randall Grichuk hit another one as well, his 2nd home run of the season. Where does Ward rank amongst Peterson and Grichuk?
So I go Grichuk 1, the ceiling is very high in Colorado. Then Taylor Ward 2, followed by Jock Peterson. I think Jock Peterson's always going to be stuck in that platoon role for the Giants, and he has a long track record suggesting he's not nearly the player he's been so far. So I think platoon player who's probably just really hot right now is how I'd classify Peterson.
All right, let's take a look at some pitchers' duels from Monday. We had Walker Buehler up against Merrill Kelly. Walker Buehler throws the first complete game of the season by any pitcher. Of course, goes 9 innings, 3 hits, 0 walks, 10 strikeouts. Merrill Kelly on the other side didn't have his best stuff, still put together a quality start. 6 innings, 3 runs, 4 strikeouts. Scott, what'd you see from Walker Buehler and Merrill Kelly?
Well, if you had any reason to be concerned about Walker Buehler, and I don't think you did, but you know, some short starts early on, wasn't fully stretched out with the shortened spring training, hadn't had a quality start yet by the technical definition of quality start. Those are out the window now. He's your ace. He's fine. Nothing to worry about there. Merrill Kelly, look, he went up against the Dodgers and had a quality start, so I don't think you can complain about the end result. The changeup, that's kind of the key to him being a breakout pitcher this year. It wasn't really working for him in this start. It was responsible for only 1 of his 9 swinging strikes. So I need to see that changeup bounce back, or I'm going to maybe start to lose a little faith in Merrill Kelly, even though this start went okay.
All right, next up we had Max Scherzer up against Miles Michaelis. Max Scherzer, back-to-back starts with double-digit strikeouts. He went 7 shutout in this one with 10 strikeouts. Miles Michaelis went 7 shutout on the other side with 5 strikeouts. Scott, if you added Miles Michaelis for this 2-start week, would you just hold on to him because he's off to a pretty good start?
I would have dropped him just to drop him, but I need to be picking up somebody pretty good, somebody I'm pretty excited about. Miles Michaelis is worth noting in 2018, his first year back in the States after pitching overseas and kind of remaking himself. In 2018, 18-4 record, .283 ERA. So we've seen him be like a pretty high-end fantasy option in the past. Now, there's a lot of skepticism surrounding that performance. He had a .367 xFIP that year, and the strikeout rate wasn't great. So I'm not saying he can get back to being that. Also worth noting, he's not nearly as much of a ground ball pitcher now as he was then. And especially this year, the fly balls are up. So I think a lot of this hot start for Michaelis is just that he hasn't given up a home run yet, and that's going to have to correct over time. But he'll be, I think he'll be serviceable this year, a streaming option at worst.
The last one, Shane Bieber up against Michael Lorenzen. Lorenzen went 6 shutout, only allowed 3 hits. He had 3 strikeouts. Bieber now posts back-to-back quality starts. Scott, what'd you see from the velocity for Bieber? And are you looking to add Michael Lorenzen?
So the velocity was up early on for Bieber, which is a good sign. It started to decline as over the course of the game, and he ended up throwing 100 pitches, 14 more than in any other start. Gave up, you know, kind of started to give up runs there toward the end. Maybe they left him in a little too long. Overall, I'm feeling pretty good about the direction Bieber's going. I'm not sure he's going to be a top 5 pitcher, but top 5, 15, I would bet on. Some interesting signs from Michael Lorenzen, too. The whiff rate has been decent. He has 6 pitches, and his usage of them in so far has been kind of all over the place. So I'm not sure he knows exactly what he wants to do as a starter after those years in relief. But not the worst gamble, Lorenzen, off the waiver wire.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.